But it's good.
Yeah.
I was listening to the tape, and I came to the part where you put on the coffee.
We had to call
Mrs. on the coffee. Boy, that tasted good. That did the job, yeah. Too.
Yeah, stuff sure will kind of refresh a man.
Well, it got me back to Woodward. I spent the night there, and I went up to Alva the next day.
Well, she didn't stay in a motel, would it?
Yeah. And, let's see, I think I went to work in Alva about 6:30, I think. 6:30 that night.
Yeah.
We finished up about 12 o'clock. Then I drove home. Boy, by the time I got almost to Stillwater, I just seen 9 lights.
You wish you had them, they called me.
Yeah, I wanted them. You see, I think I was asking you about ornaments that your wife might wear on her wrist.
Oh, she could wear a wristband, I guess. Or a wristwatch.
How about those things with old things hanging down?
Oh, I think I saw them, but I don't know if I should.
Bracelet or?
Yeah, I guess so. That's what they call them.
What do you call that thing that she might put around her neck, that ornament?
Necklace?
This would be what? Oh.
Or could be pearls, I guess, couldn't it? Mm-hmm.
And if she was going to go outside when it was raining on Sunday, perhaps, she might put one of those things over her head and hold it up.
Umbrella?
Yeah. And if she was going to cook and had on a good dress and didn't want to get grease on it, what would she put on over the dress?
An apron.
Mm-hmm. And down at the bottom of the dress where the material is tucked up underneath and then stitched, what do you call that?
Wouldn't be a seam, but
just the bottom part there.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
What would you do if you lost a button and your wife didn't have time to sew it on? How would you close the gap?
I'll use a straight pin. Mm-hmm. Safety pin.
Ooh, that's hot.
Yes. She'd get right off that stove.
And when you dress up, and if it's cold weather, what do you put on?
You mean on, as far as your regular clothes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you wear a short jacket or an overcoat. Of course, you wear gloves and a cap or hat. Most times you wear a cap when it's cold. Then real cold and stormy, you wear overshoes.
What do you call the parts of a man's suit?
Well, you have pants and vest, and then your jacket.
Mm-hmm. And these things that you might...
Spenders?
Yeah. And if you're riding in the winter, those things you put on your legs to keep warm, if you're riding a horse.
Oh, chaps?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you buy a suit, what do you have done to it?
Well, you'll have a tailor to fit, right?
And this is what the man does when he makes chalk marks. And
yeah.